Let me tell you about David. He leads a team of about 12 people, a smart group, good at their work. And about 2 years ago, he tried something. He had just read something about trust and generosity at work, and he decided to lead differently. He opened his door. He shared credit for things. He went out of his way to help people pass the edges of their actual job. He pushed good work up the chain and said the names of the people who did it, even when he could have taken the credit quietly himself. He was being the leader he always wanted to have. Then one person on his team started taking advantage. We'll call her Kay. Kay figured out fast that David would absorb whatever she didn't finish. She let work slide to him. She let other people clean up after her. She coasted on the goodwill David was putting out into the room, and she gave nothing back. And here's the part that really did it to David. He felt stupid. Like he had been naive. Like being generous was some kind of trick that people with more experience knew not to fall for. So he changed. He got harder. He stopped sharing credit. He stopped picking up the slack for others. He built a professional distance between himself and the people he led. He calls it being realistic now. I think you know what it actually cost him. And I want to tell you today that David drew exactly the right lesson from the wrong evidence, because the problem was never his generosity. It was the shape it was in. Here's the part where I'm not going to argue with David, because he is right about something. Generosity without shape gets exploited every single time. Not maybe, not in bad teams, not under bad management. Every time, anywhere, when one person is giving and everyone else is only taking. The giving will run dry and someone will take advantage of it. That is not paranoia. It is not weakness dressed up as wisdom. It is an honest thing that happens, and you should know it happens, and you should take it seriously. So this episode is not here to tell you that your fear is wrong. It's here to tell you that your fear is aimed at the wrong target. David learned that generosity leads to exploitation. What he actually found out is that one-way giving leads to exploitation. Those are not the same thing. A well with one filler and 100 people drawing from it runs dry. That's not because water is bad. It's because the shape only runs one way. And when you run giving one way, when you are the only one pouring and everyone else just draws, you will get exactly what David got. Every time. The fix is not to close the tap. The fix is to stop being the only tap. So let's look at what David actually built, because the name for it matters. When David opened his door and started giving credit, giving help, covering gaps, he did all of it alone. He gave to people on his team, but he did not build any way for his team to give to each other. He was the faucet, and everyone else was the floor. Water flows out of a faucet, hits the floor, and drains away. That is the one-way shape. And here's what that shape does to a team. It creates a room where the only way to get something is to get it from the leader. And the only way a leader can give is to have enough left, so the leader runs. She answers every question, solves every stuck thing, absorbs every problem that comes her way. And when someone like Kay shows up, someone who has learned that asking gets results and not finishing gets absorbed, she fits perfectly into that shape. She is not a bad person who broke a good system. She is a person who figured out how a faucet works and aimed her cup at it. David thinks he had a K problem. He had a faucet problem. The good news is that a faucet problem is a shape problem. And you can change a shape. Now I want to stop and take the harder version of this fear, because the easy version gets dismissed too fast. Easy version. One bad actor took advantage of a generous leader. Fix the structure, problem solved. Hard version. What if it's not 1K? What if the whole team takes advantage? What if building a giving culture at work just teaches everyone that there are no real standards, that the soft people get used and the hard people get ahead? And being generous at work is just a nice way of saying you don't know how the real world works? That is a real fear. I am not going to wave it away. And I want to be clear, I am not going to tell you that everyone is secretly good or that if you just trust people enough, they'll all step up. Some people only take. That is true. What I am going to tell you is this. The giving structure, the jar shape, does not ask you to believe everyone is good. It asks you to build something where the takers can't stay hidden. Because right now, in the faucet shape, takers are invisible. Everyone leans on the leader, so one more person leaning doesn't show. But in a team where the giving flows between people, where everyone is expected to give and to receive, the person who only ever reaches in and never puts anything back becomes obvious very fast. Not to you alone, to the whole team. You don't have to be the enforcer. The shape does that work. So let's name the jar shape clearly, because it's not complicated. A faucet is one source and many receivers. A jar is in the center of the room, and everybody puts something in. A leader starts it, but the leader is not the only source anymore. The team gives to each other. When someone's project is stuck, someone else on the team helps move it. When someone knows something useful, they pass it to the person who needs it. When a win happens, the people who made it happen say so, not just upward to the leader, but sideways to each other. The giving moves between people, not just down from one. And here's what that does that the faucet cannot do on its own. First, it takes the pressure off the leader. You are no longer the only person any of this goes through. Second, it means every person on the team has something to give. They matter because they are needed, not just because they clock in. And third, the person who only ever takes starts standing out because everyone else around them is putting things in. You stop having to catch K yourself. K becomes obvious to people who are not you, and they handle it with their own judgment, which is often better than a policy ever could be. That is not a soft thing. That is a stronger system. Now I want to bring in one real thing, because this is not just a nice idea. Researchers who study how teams actually work have found, more than once, that teams where people help each other freely and share what they know, without waiting to be asked and without keeping score, those teams tend to do better over time on the things that actually matter. Getting hard problems solved, keeping the people worth keeping, and recovering when something goes wrong. It holds across different kinds of work. Now, I am not going to put a name or a number on this right now because I want you to sit with the idea before you go look it up. But it is there to find, and the books go into it. The piece that tends to surprise people is this. It's not that generous teams are nicer places. It's that they are harder to break. When something goes wrong, and something always goes wrong, a team that has been passing help back and forth already knows how to do that. They do not have to start from scratch. They have the shape already. You cannot drill that under pressure. You build it slowly in the ordinary weeks, which is exactly what a leader is for. All right, let's bring this closer because this stops mattering the second it stays about David. So I want to ask you something honest, and I want you to sit with it for a minute before you answer. When you give at work, when you share what you know, when you help someone pass the edge of their job, when you let someone's name go first on something good, does it go sideways or does it go down? Here's what I mean. Does it go from you to them? Or does it go from you to them, and from them onward, and from somewhere else back to you, and around the room? Because those are two totally different things. One of them is a faucet, and one of them is ajar. And a lot of leaders who think they're building something generous are actually building a faucet, because the giving flows out, but they never built any way for it to flow between the people around them. They are the center. The jar is the center. That is the shift. A faucet center leader is exhausting to work for, even when she's kind. A jar center leader gives the team something they can keep giving from themselves. Ask yourself honestly, when someone on your team gets helped, does it stay there? Or does that person help someone else next week? If it stays there, you have a faucet. If it travels, you have a jar. Which one did you build last month? So, here's your one move this week. It is small on purpose. Find one thing you would normally handle yourself, a question you'd answer, a gap you'd quietly fill, a piece of your own knowledge you'd apply, and instead of doing it yourself, give it sideways. Give it to another person on the team and say, out loud, this seems like something you'd be good at. Or pass two people toward each other. These two of you should talk. I think you need what she has. Not because you can't do it. Not as a test, not as a way to get out of something. As a give. You are dropping something into the jar that travels sideways, not down. That is it. One sideways give, done plainly, no score kept. Why does this one matter? Because a leader who visibly gives sideways teaches something by example that no policy ever could. It teaches the team that the giving doesn't all have to go through you, that it can move between them, and that is welcome. One move sets the direction. Everything after is easier. Start there. So that is the honest answer to the fear every generous leader carries. Yes, one-way giving gets used up, every time. The answer is not to stop giving. The answer is to change the shape so the giving flows between people and not just out of you. A faucet runs dry. A jar that everyone fills holds the whole team up. And the one person who only ever reaches in without putting anything back becomes visible to everyone. You do not have to be the police. Build the jar, and the jar does its own watching. This week, one sideways give. Notice where it lands. Next time, we go deeper into what it takes to actually start that flow, what a leader says and doesn't say, to get the giving moving between people who have never done it before. That's coming. Watched over, as always, by Daisy.